Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Crux Capacitor, where real life and core values intersect. I'm your host, Heath Wiggins, and we're getting ready to listen to the third and final segment of my conversation with Joey Torkelson. Joey is a dynamic and inspirational person with a great story, and he has five fundamental pillars that he uses in his community, outreach, development, etc. And he's getting ready to talk to us about that in a segment called Beyond the Grind. Please stay tuned for more from the Crux Capacitor. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Crux Capacitor. I'm your host, Heath Wiggins. I have my guest today, Joey Torkelson. And we want to talk a little bit about Beyond the Grind, which is his podcast with his podcast partner, Jason Harmon. We want to talk about beyond that. One of the fundamental kind of things that you bring and the approach that you bring is also doing public speaking, Joey. What kind of groups are you speaking to right now? Who's inviting you to come speak and what are you speaking on?
Yeah, and what's really nice about this, thanks for bringing this up, is that that's been an organic journey, which is so awesome, because I love when things kind of develop organically and you start realizing, like, oh, you know what, like, this is something I really enjoy doing. And it started with doing a lot of teaching within the real estate organization. I'm part of, you know, the biggest broker in the United States, Keller Williams. And so, yes. You know, what's nice about that is that there's lots of opportunity there. And so I started just naturally getting asked, okay, hey, can you come teach a class? Then I would teach a class and it was awesome. And I get a lot of good feedback. And then I started kind of creating my own, just almost like a 2-hour speaking, you know, motivating people. And I created that and I started kind of pitching it to other offices and they're like, yeah, we love that. And, you know, so then I would do it. And so I discovered along the way, and it's funny, I think all of us have one or two superpowers. I call them superpowers. Mm-hmm. We're just those things that you just do really well. And you also, they come very easily to you. And I noticed that mine was getting in front of a group of people, getting them fired up. It gave me energy. And so that's why, and you're kind of catching me at almost the beginning of this journey of going, like, of the realization, like, okay, I can get in front of a group of people with very little preparation per se. I mean, and really get kind of rocking and articulate a vision of something to motivate them to take action after that, right? Like, hey, go do something with this information. And so I discovered, hey, this is something that I can do very easily. And so now I'm kind of starting to take that to the next level and going, all right, where can I go speak to say, hey, I'm doing this at a higher level.
Yeah. So have you always, as you said, superpower, have you always had the gift of improvisation?
You know, a little bit. I think it's more just because I'm generally an excited person, and I can get excited about little things, right? So someone could just be, you know, walking by and saying, like, oh, just something very generic or something, I'd be like, yeah, that's really exciting. And it's just more because I don't know, I think along the way, just in my, even in my childhood, I just kind of grasped life by the horns, right? The bull by the horns, and kind of said, let's do this. So I don't know why, but inherently I've just been excited about things. And so for me to go, all right, here we go. Like, there's this subject, I'm excited about it. Well, let's talk about it and let's get other people fired up and jazzed about it. And so that's why it's just become very, it's gotten easier, obviously, as I've I call it sharpened the axe, right? I used to, my first like little teaching stuff was, you know, I mean, it was still really good, but now I've sharpened the axe a lot more and I can really get going. And so that's what's developed me into realizing, like, oh, you know what? I should do this at a higher level to help more people, because then that's exciting.
Yeah. So you're taking a part of the journey that you've already had, as you said, the kind of organic process of how it's built, how people have just asked you and say, hey, you've got the enthusiasm, so let's make something out of this. Outside of real estate now, when you speak motivationally, when you speak inspirationally, what are some of those topics you're tackling?
Well, you know, we all have a story, okay? And especially, well, here's the thing. What I love about, you know, my late 30s, I'm 37, right? What I think is so exciting about as you age is you just keep adding another brick to your story, right? And I was actually just telling someone this. I went to a totally spontaneous, random outdoor concert and festival with a really good military buddy of mine, one of my best friends. And, you know, we just randomly talked about it. You know, and we went for it. And I said to him today, when we went, I said, this is just adding to the stories. Like, this is so cool. I love adding to the story, right? And so I think everybody has that journey.
They do.
And so what's so cool about it is that I love, you know, when I get up in front of people, let's say I'm teaching a sales class, okay? Well, guess what? I've been in sales for a long time. So I'm going to share my pitfalls. I'm going to share the things that I've done. And I'm still in it. I love still getting in the sales arena because it keeps my sales axe sharp. And right. So then I can get up in front of people and be like, hey, you know what? Guess what? Every once in a while, I still do cold call. I still door knock. And here's the stories that I'm developing and adding to. And let me share this to you and share these tools and tricks. And what that helps people do is resiliency. It's the same thing with building my or telling my military story, right? Some people might go down the negative and say, oh my gosh, you wasted 2 years of your life, right? And in some foreign country fighting this cause that you don't even know what it is about and whatever. And I say, well, yeah, that's one way to look at it. Or you can look at it like, hey, that developed me as a man, and they were defining moments and they built my character. And let me tell these more specific stories, right, within those deployments on how I learned about, you know, and one of them was how I learned about death. And that was something that was a hard journey, right? So I love to share that. And then maybe somebody grasps onto that and go, oh my gosh, like that really struck one little chord within my soul. And then they can take that and go, you know, build onto their story. So that's the whole point behind it, right?
Right. Yeah. So you actually have, you can reach somebody through a story far more than you can a lecture. I mean, we all know that.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
absolutely.
Just going out and saying, hey, I do want to teach you something, but I want to reach you through the story. So you have, you can call them goalposts, you can call them mile markers, whatever you want to say, but you can see how the journey's progressed and is going to continue to progress. And you can take your own steps to make your journey progress as well. When you, I guess diving a little farther into that though, when you are preparing for a speech and everything like that, we talked about a little bit, originally it was real estate and things like that. Who are inviting you now to share your stories?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, just recently it just started to develop into now other businesses are kind of saying, hey, all right, we see your, it's kind of cool because they say, hey, we see your stuff on, on social media. We see, we're listening to The Grind. Why don't you come in? And just maybe a different business that's completely unrelated to real estate or unrelated to sales and say, hey, why don't you come in and speak? And actually, even in the military, this was kind of a random thing is some of my superiors kind of said, hey, why don't you speak at, a group of maybe a different unit, for example, and just talk about a certain element of, let's say, our job or of their job or of just the military in general is very big on, for example, resilience. Obviously, they have to be. So let's talk about that. And if you can come in and preparing for those events, what's kind of fun is it is really boiling down to the stories, right? And kind of honing in on like, all right, here's what I want to speak on. Let's say whatever, we'll just use resilience as an example. Now I have to internalize and go, I mean, my preparation comes in as far as like, how have I been resilient? And let's get to the actual juicy, moments in my life or in my journey that someone can relate to, because, you know, I call it, whether it's the car crying moments in business or the, dealing with death in the military or something like that, you know, those real poignant stories is what we're looking for. And so that's what I have to hone in on. And it's made me, what's been very interesting is there's a big difference between speaking and motivating and storytelling.
Yes.
Right. And so you do that. That's the axe I've had to sharpen, because I can get in front of a group of people and motivate and energize just because of my demeanor. Mm-hmm. But I need to be able to become a better storyteller. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I have to kind of hone in on.
Well, that's very cool, because that's probably for me, that's the exact same thing. I have to go, OK, let's find the relatability paragraph in this whole thing. And can people relate to it? And I think that's probably the underlying thing that you're working on right now through podcasts, through social media, through your speaking, is relatability and community. That's the things I see. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited for you. I think you've got a great, great future ahead of you, Joey. And I couldn't be happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us really quickly how they find you on social media.
Yeah, so, the best way to, I'm right now, I don't have, we have Grind Podcast, obviously, it's Facebook.com/Grind Podcast, and grindpodcast.com is our website, which you can obviously find all of our shows. Mm-hmm. My email for speaking engagements and stuff that I use is joeytorque1@gmail. And I'm, if you just Google, search my name, Joey Torkeldsen, then of course, if someone could figure out how to spell that, we'll just leave, we'll leave that part cryptic, and then they'll just have to do more searching. No, but and I'm on all different avenues. And of course, I'll accept any requests usually that come the way from this. So that's the best way to get a hold of me, though.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, everybody, you've been listening to The Crux Capacitor. My guest today has been Joey Torkeldsen, and we've been talking about core values and how to build community and his podcast called The Grind. We appreciate you staying tuned and listening to all three segments. I look forward to bringing more segments in the future. If you want to find out more about my podcast, again, the one you're listening to right now, The Crux Capacitor, you can go to Facebook and search for The Crux Capacitor Podcast, or you can go to Instagram and look for The Crux Capacitor as well. Joey, thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, listeners, are you newly engaged and looking for the perfect wedding officiant? Well, you've literally been listening to him for the last few minutes. That's right. Heath, the host of The Crux Capacitor, is a licensed and ordained minister that performs weddings in the Charlotte, North Carolina metro area. Go to nuptiallyyours.com or call 614-561-9681. That's nuptiallyyours.com or 614-561-9681 for more information. Let Nuptially Yours and Heath make sure you're nuptially ready for your big day.
Thank you for listening to my conversation with Joey Torkeldsen. Joey, of course, has a wonderful podcast called The Grind, and we've been talking about Beyond the Grind. If you'd like to follow me or The Crux Capacitor on social media, you can find us at Facebook by just searching in the search bar at Crux Capacitor Podcast, all one word. You can find us on Instagram as well at the_crux_capacitor. Also, if you'd like to listen in multiple platforms, you can do so. We are available on, of course, Anchor, where we do our recording, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time, right here on The Crux Capacitor, where core values and real life intersect.